Friends in Christ, what is it about our human nature that makes us most like God? And so we're created in the imago Dei, the image and the likeness of God. What is it about us that most closely resembles the Lord God? Some would say it's our creativity, our ability to be creative in the world like God, who brought the world into being. Others would say it's our capacity for joy. St. Philip Neri would often say that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. So you see someone who's filled with joy, you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in them and they resemble God. Interestingly, the Second Vatican Council doesn't mention any of those things when it comes to the Imago Dei. They say that the thing that most resembles God in us is our freedom. And so Gaudium et Spes, Second Vatican Council document, says freedom is the highest sign in man of his being made in the divine image, and consequently is a sign of the sublime dignity of every human person. So it is the freedom we possess that most closely resembles God himself and is at the heart of our human dignity. And so how essential that we understand what our faith teaches about freedom. It's not the ability to do whatever I want to do. That's not freedom. That's license. So we don't believe that's at the heart of what freedom truly is. Freedom for the Catholic, in a particular way, is the ability to choose the good. So God reveals himself, and he reveals the truth for us to follow. And the more that we understand what that is and follow it, the more free we become, the more joyful, the more peaceful. And quite the opposite is true. The more we choose what is wrong, what is not the good, what is not what our Lord wants us to do, the less free we become. We can become even enslaved. Think about the nature of addiction. And so we choose something that's wrong for our body or for our soul. And the more we choose that thing, the more we become less free, less able to choose differently, and we become enslaved. God wants us to be free and joyful in all that we do. And so true freedom is ultimately to choose our final end, which is God. And all of our other choices should be in accord with that final end. That's the true vision of freedom. And I mention that this weekend because Christ in the gospel is talking about the kingdom of heaven, the greatest choice we could ever make, the greatest decision we could ever have. And clearly, it's not something that happens to me passively. You know, many people in our culture today feel like heaven is something that happens to you. At the end of your life, you automatically go there. That's not the vision of the Catholic faith at all. Heaven is a deliberate choice. And Jesus talks about it in the parables this weekend. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man found buried in a field. Out of joy, it says, he went and sold everything he had, and he bought that field so he could have the treasure that was hidden within. The person who finds the pearl of great price is quite different. He doesn't stumble upon what he finds. He's been searching and seeking. And finally, he finds it. But like the treasure in the field, the man who finds the pearl of great price immediately makes the decision to sell everything and to buy that pearl. He also is filled with great joy, with great peace, with great passion, And so it is with our true free decision for the kingdom of God. We have to be willing to leave everything, to take hold of that treasure in the field, that pearl of great price that God has revealed to us. Because ultimately, after all of our decisions are made, there is one final decision that God will make. And Christ talks about that in the final parable this weekend. He talks about the net that is cast into the sea and takes in all kinds of creatures. And he says that thus will it be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. It's an absolutely terrifying image that this kind of thing could happen. And it's not as if God is making some awful decision to not want somebody to be in the kingdom of heaven. Quite the opposite. God has invited all of us to partake of this beautiful experience that is a relationship of love with Him. And yet, we have the freedom to reject it, to choose opposite of that relationship that our Lord would want us to have. There's a powerful book written by C.S. Lewis called The Great Divorce. It's not about marriage and divorce. It's about the great divorce or separation between heaven and hell. And so all the characters in that story are in some middle land. They're between the two. And so they have to make decisions. They have to make choices. And people from heaven come down into the land where they're dwelling and try to coax them into making a decision for eternal life with God. They want them to come home to heaven. And surprisingly, many of them choose not to do so. They say, I'm not willing to change. This is who I am. Tragically. And one of the characters in the book says, it seems to me that there are two kinds of people in this world. There are those who say to God, thy will be done. Perhaps over and over again throughout our lives, we say that. Certainly we say it in the Our Father. Maybe many times we say it through tears. But thy will be done. But then he goes on to say, there is a second person to whom God must say, with great sorrow, thy will be done. You have chosen not to enter into a relationship with me. You have not chosen to act in accord with that final end to which I have called you. You have chosen to separate yourself from me. Thy will be done. How tragic, how sad that that is the possibility within our human freedom. Jesus Christ in the gospel this weekend offers us the greatest relationship, the greatest reality, the greatest truth we could ever receive, a relationship with Him that culminates in eternal life. We are offered the pearl of great price, the treasure buried in the field. Might we say yes to God for that decision, and might all of our decisions, all of our choices, be in accord with that final end.